this is the most in-depth part of the energy clearing process, which has to do with identifying with yourself in the here and now. So that's the basic beginning muscle test. You would start with, I am Alana here and now. Yes. I am Alana here and now. Yes. Okay, cool. If you test yes, then there's nothing you need to do and you can move on to the next step in the process. However, if you muscle test no, I am Alana here and now. No, I am Alana here and now. No. Okay, so now we have some information to work with that we want to understand. So if you're not yourself in the here and now, are you even yourself? So that's the next question. I am Alana. Yes, I am Alana. Okay, great. So if you are yourself, then you want to know, are you in the past or are you in the future? I am Alana in the past. Okay, I'm Alana in the past. Cool. Okay, so now I'm going to start to use the kinesiology and the muscle testing to find out where and figure out how I can clear that energy to bring myself back to the here and now. So I might ask the question, is there anything I need to know about the past? Yes. Okay. If there wasn't, I would just do the correction to bring myself back to present time. And there's a particular age in the past. Okay, this age has to do with childhood somewhere. Yes, okay. So these are all questions that you can be asking. It's before 10 years old. Yes, it's between 5 and 10. So I'm looking to identify in what's the particular time. So is it age 7? So I just had an intuitive hit that it might be 7. So I took a guess and I got a strong. Okay, age 7. There's something particular that happened at age 7 that we need to look at. Okay. And I just see what pops into my mind. You can see what pops into your mind. What popped into my mind was being sent back to kindergarten in first grade. And so this is the situation that we need to look at. Yes. Okay. And oftentimes in traumatic events in the past, we make a conclusion or a decision about that experience, or we take on some sort of belief about ourselves through that experience. So I might just ask, there's something particular that we need to know about that experience. Yep, there's some decision that I made, some conclusion. So it's not a decision or conclusion. Okay, cool. There's something that I need to be acknowledged for. Okay, I got in trouble for talking with my friend during rest time. We still had rest time in first grade, and I got in trouble and got sent to kindergarten for talking with her. And so I just want to be acknowledged for my desire to connect and to have a friend, and that's what it is. Okay, cool. And there's anything else we need to know about that past? No, we have what we need. Okay, so now let me retest. I am Alana here and now. I am Alana here and now. Cool. And then we can move on to the next step. So that's the process for the first correction for if you muscle test that you're not yourself in the here and now, but you are yourself. That's how you would work with it. Next comes if you muscle test. We'll just do that one actually right now. So if you say I'm in the future, similar process. Do we need to know where in the future I am? Yep. Okay. So it's about 6 months in the future. Okay. And usually it's a fear or worry that shows up when you're in the future. So there's something about the future we need to know, and it's something I'm afraid of, something I'm worried about. Okay. And we need to know exactly what it is. And there's something relevant here that's going on with me. No, this is just practice. And so let's just say I'm worried about what I'll be doing in 6 months. Okay, and so then you can investigate with similar questions to clear that energy, or you can just say, there's more we need to know. No, just come back to the present, and you can bring yourself back to yourself in the here and now, which if you can't do that automatically, I will teach you how to do. So that's step one of the getting present and being yourself in the here and now, is to identify first, are you yourself? If you are yourself, are you in the past and or the future? And then figure out what's going on in the past or the future and realign yourself and bring yourself back to being in the present. Next, we'll look at if you're not identified with yourself at all, what do you do then?